China's special envoy on Darfur, Liu Guojin, said Thursday that Sudan's agreement last month to allow UN peacekeepers into Darfur could not be separated from the Chinese government's efforts on the issue.
From the highest leader in China to relevant foreign ministry officials, we have always used our method of using our words and made use of every opportunity and channel in every aspect of work, especially with the Sudanese government.
Khartoum for months had dragged its feet on a UN plan to allow thousands of peacekeepers into Darfur to relieve overwhelmed African Union forces. Last month, it finally signed approval of the idea of a hybrid force of AU and UN troops. Liu visited Sudan and other African nations last month. He says the deployment would begin at the earliest at the end of this year, pending Khartoum's agreement on a date. China has resisted sanctions against the African nation despite accusations Khartoum has supported militias responsible for mass killings and rape in Darfur that Washington has called genocide. President Bush has taken a wait-and-see attitude to Sudan's agreement to the UN deployment. Liu said Western nations should stop doubting Sudan's intentions and be more welcoming of the steps forward. He compared Khartoum to a naughty child that needed to be rewarded for good behavior.
It's just like a child. If you judge him to be a bad child, when he does something good, you should give him a little encouragement and say some nice things.
Human rights organizations say China, which buys two-thirds of Sudan's oil exports and sells arms to Khartoum, is more interested in money than in human rights, an accusation Beijing denies. Liu said China was doing its best to ensure weapons sold to Khartoum did not end up in the wrong hands. He said attempts to politicize Beijing's hosting of the 2008 Olympics by linking it to the Darfur situation could only be due to ignorance of China's efforts to resolve the conflict or from people maintaining a Cold War ideology. More than 200,000 people have been killed and 2 million made homeless since 2003, when rebels and government forces began fighting in Darfur. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.